The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. Would somebody go get Carl Dean a map? I mean, the guy is running for governor of Tennessee, but is apparently completely oblivious to the fact that it is in the, well, deep south. It's a red state. As Carl Dean has touted a new endorsement from the former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley. Now, Martin O'Malley is a far-left former governor of Maryland, but he's endorsed Democrat Carl Dean for governor of Tennessee. And not only has Martin O'Malley embraced Carl Dean, Carl Dean has embraced him back and gladly accepted the endorsement of Governor O'Malley and his Win Back Your State pack. Now, it's not like a bunch of money is going to flow to the Dean campaign from Martin O'Malley. They're pledging to give at least $1,000, yeah, I said $1,000, and help train campaign staff. It's a promise that O'Malley's made on Dean's behalf. So you get this left-wing former Democrat governor of Maryland who ran perhaps one of the most anemic campaigns for president of the United States against Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, got dusted pretty early and, well, frankly, kind of embarrassed. But how good did he do as governor of Maryland? I mean, again, when you think about great states that are really progressing, Maryland isn't one that kind of moves to the top of your mind, at least in recent years. The violence in Baltimore, the poverty in Baltimore, not exactly the emblem of what you're wanting to bring about in Tennessee, is it? Well, and Martin O'Malley and the Democrats have done such a bad job that in 2014, in Democrat dark blue Maryland, the voters elected a Republican governor. That's right. They elected a Republican governor who is knocking it off the charts in terms of popularity in the state because he's doing such a great job. Republican Governor Larry Hogan is pulling positive approval ratings from two-thirds of Democrats in the state who approve of his job performance. Kind of defying a national political climate in which opposition to President Trump has energized Democrats. He has a 71% job approval rating among all Marylanders that matches a previous high. And residents are more optimistic about the state's distinction or direction than in any Washington Post poll over the past quarter century. So a Republican leader in Maryland is being embraced, while the left-wing failed former governor of Maryland is endorsing Democrat Carl Dean for governor in Tennessee. You just can't make this up. I'm Steve Gill. We're back tomorrow with another edition of the Gill Report. I'm Steve Gill.